Jesus told stories about farming to teach us about evangelism. I wonder if we could be more aggressive at seed planting.
Hey, welcome back to Overflow Today, where we look at ways that the gospel can overflow from you to others.
Hey, you found Overflow Today again. I'm Joseph, and author and speaker Tim Downs is hanging out with us here in Colorado today. Tim, welcome.
Glad to be with you.
Tim, you write a lot about evangelism and about the concepts of sowing and reaping. How can we have a proper balance between those two?
Well, you know, Joseph, people think of evangelism as a harvest, but we picture it sometimes as a wheat harvest, where it's just this one-time consummate event. Go out, mow the field down, and we're done. I tell people, why don't you think of the harvest more like growing tomatoes? You go out to your tomato patch, you're looking for ripe tomatoes, but you don't mow the whole patch down because half the tomatoes aren't ripe yet. What you do is you check the fruit. You see if it's ready. And if it's not, you do what the tomato patch needs from you today. So do I pull some weeds? Do I weed? Do I water? Do I tie up a vine? Pull off a sucker? I think that's a better metaphor for what we do when we're doing evangelism with people. We're meeting people every day, moment to moment, and we're sort of listening to them and thinking, what do you need from me? How can I move you one step closer in your journey toward God? What do you need from me today? Not what do I want from you, but what do you need from me?
Tim, not everyone feels like they have the gift of evangelism. What would be your words for them?
I'd like them to think of evangelism as a much smaller thing. It's as simple as asking somebody, tell me about you. Tell me about your life. Tell me what's important to you. Everybody can do this. What I like to say to people is, maybe you can't say everything to everybody, but you can say something to everybody that you meet. And I think that's really what evangelism is.
Tim, as we try to be authentic, is it also important to have a gospel outline memorized to some extent so that we're confident about what we share?
The important thing to remember is when you go to the tomato patch, you're looking for ripe fruit. And everyone who wants to do evangelism needs to recognize often the fruit is ripe. You know, if you're a farmer and you're spending all this time weeding and watering and planting, I think it goes without saying that you better know how to harvest or what was the point. So I think every Christian needs to learn a simple, basic, concise presentation of the gospel. And there's lots that are available. There's a Four Spiritual Laws, there's a Romans Road, there's a Bridge. It's not that you have to actually use the little booklet, but you'll find any of these little tools give you a simple and concise outline of the points that make up the gospel itself. That's where a Christian needs to start.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.